Crystal 93. Friends and neighbors, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and part of the effort to shine the light on breast cancer treatment and get the word out about early detection, I'm speaking with registered nurse, clinical coordinator at Summit Infusion, Common Spirit St. Anthony Summit Hospital in Frisco, Amber Kilby. Amber, how long have you been a nurse?
Oh, I've been a nurse for... Well, now I have to do math. That's hard. 15 years at least, maybe 16. And I've been with Common Spirit for 12 years. And then I started over at the Infusion Center in 2019 and slowly got integrated there as an as-needed staff member and then worked my way into a part-timer until that full-time position was open. And I got to really blossom after that.
And tell me about, is the Infusion Center all about cancer, or are there other infusions that happen at the Infusion Center?
Yeah, so 2 days a week, we're pretty much focused on oncology and chemotherapy. But Monday, Thursdays, Fridays are our days. We treat a lot of chronic conditions and or outpatient antibiotics that patients might need for a six-week stretch. So we do a lot of things.
So tell me about your job. Is there any sort of typical day? What is it like as an infusion center nurse?
Well, we love predictability, but that doesn't always go to plan, of course. But typically, our oncology days are pretty much focused around giving our chemotherapy to those patients and just checking in, seeing how they're doing. You know, we try to be all comprehensive.
I definitely found that to be true. Do you as a nurse find it difficult to give the black and white information, good and bad information to patients?
Yeah, because, you know, you're dealing with a human here who has, you know, many layers to them, and we want to focus on all those different layers. And I think it's important to really assess what that patient needs in particular, instead of just looking at like, okay, you have this diagnosis, this is what we're going to treat you with, and that. And whereas I feel like our job is to tell you what's recommended based on, you know, certain guidelines that are out there in the oncology world, and then we have a discussion and we talk about like what do you want it to look like? It should be a back and forth conversation.
Amber, if somebody's listening right now and a loved one, somebody that they know is newly diagnosed or they themselves are newly diagnosed, as a nurse, can you give maybe a heads up to what they can expect?
I think that it's different for everybody, but I think the biggest thing that you can do for a friend or family or person you really care about going through treatment is just providing that support. And something that really stuck with me that somebody told me, they were like, I'm tired of people asking me, what can I do for you? Because at the end of the day, you're going through so much. Do you want another thing to think about or even to ask? You know, a lot of patients are afraid to ask for things. They're like, oh, because you don't want to be sick. So I think just saying things like, oh, I'm going to the store, what's on your grocery list? Or I'm going to the coffee shop, I'm just going to drop one on your porch. Or just stating what you're going to do. Oh, I have some time, I'm going to come do your dishes. You know, I think that is something that I've heard has been very helpful for patients. And then at the end of the day, just lending an ear instead of your voice can go a really long way.
Those are great answers, mm-hmm. and really something that I didn't think about, but really great answers, Amber. Mm-hmm. Is there anything the public has as maybe a misconception that you hear? Oh, I thought it was this and it's that. Are there any misconceptions out there that you encounter?
Yeah, definitely. I think people think when you're going through chemotherapy treatment that you are just dedicating your whole life in that window to treatment and being sick that whole time. And at the end of the day, that's not the goal. We want to make sure that you are still able to have quality and live and do the things you want to do. You want to go on a trip? Heck yes, let's work around it. You know, schedules aren't set in stone. We can work around things so that you can continue to do what you want to do.
It's also a great answer. It was true for me. Moving, life goes on. You know, yeah. Life doesn't have to revolve around cancer. Yeah. Cancer can kind of be part of your life during treatment.
Exactly. And I think people also have this misconception that during treatment itself, like, you're going to be hooked up to the IV, stuck in the bed or the chair and with a trash can, and that you're just going to feel horrible the entire time. And I've always said, like, well, we're not doing our job right if that's what's happening. You know, we have things we can intervene when it happens once in a while, but you know, we're there that day of treatment to provide comfort and hopefully make it a positive experience.
Well, for me, it was, Amber. I received the greatest care from you, Dr. Biggs. The entire staff was just exceptional. I think that it takes a really special person to be a nurse. You embody all of those. Everyone that I sort of had a touch with did as well. What do you love about being a nurse?
This part's going to make me emotional. I love being able to be with people on their journeys through all of this. I get to be that outsider, right? Like, I'm not initially a friend. I hope we become friends by the end. But I'm a new face for you. So I get to be the ear and all the things for you. And that's my goal anyways. Through your whole journey and get to watch you overcome probably one of the most difficult things in your life and be there to see you overcome it and watch the resilience come through. You know, watching that resilience come through in people is probably just one of the most rewarding, cool things that I get to witness. And it's just I feel honored to get to do what I do.
Amber, thank you so much for taking time to come in and chat with us.
Yeah.
We really are lucky to have you in our community, and I am lucky to have you as a friend and as my nurse going through my cancer journey. Thank you, Amber.
Yeah, thank you.